one city at the beginning of the tour, fire alarms went off in the building and it just turned on the lights in the theater.
Oh my gosh.
During the show, we had 4 minutes left of act one. They evacuated about half the audience before they realized that it wasn't actually a fire alarm.
Welcome to Cattlecast with Capital Area District Library's Executive Director, Scott Dymstra.
Welcome to an exciting episode of Cattlecast. Based on the iconic film of the same name, Beetlejuice, the musical, is coming to the Wharton Center. Joining us today is the production stage manager for the show, Alan D. Knight. Alan, thanks so much for joining us for Cattlecast.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So as a production stage manager, one could say that you're the method behind the madness. Can you tell us a bit about your role on the set?
Yeah, so the production stage manager kind of has a hand in everything that happens to make the show run every night successfully. So when it comes, I like to refer to it as like the air traffic controller of the show. just kind of overseeing everything in every department, making sure everything runs smoothly throughout and troubleshooting any problems that may come up every night.
Sure. It must be nerve-wracking a little bit though, right?
It absolutely can be, depending on the night. Some days are really smooth and then in the turn of a hat, like, it can go crazy. You just never know what will happen. But yeah, it can be nerve-wracking, but it's a lot of fun because it's a lot of problem solving, a lot of people management, but we keep the show running smoothly.
Sure. For those who have not seen Beetlejuice, which there's probably not many, can you give us an overview about what it's about?
Yeah, so it's about a young teenager, Lydia, whose father buys a house in Connecticut and they move out there. The house ends up being haunted by a recently deceased couple and Beetlejuice. And Lydia doesn't want to live there anymore and can't take it anymore. So she calls upon Beetlejuice to help her out. And then you have to see the show to find out what happens next.
Very good for not giving so much away. You gave enough to let the listener be enticed. What's the most difficult scene to set up for? And related to that, your most favorite one as well.
Yeah, so I would say, like, overall with the tour, the show itself is hard to set up. We travel in 7 semi-trucks, and we usually load in about, like, 15 hours. So when we walk into Wharton Center, we'll walk into an empty theater, and in 15 hours, we'll have 7 semi-trucks emptied and ready to go for the show. So I would say overall, it's just the show itself to get set up with projections, video, the set. We travel all the lights, all the sound, all the special effects. So that's the overall thing. During the actual show, I think one of the coolest transitions is the house in the different houses that we reveal, because there's 3 different versions of the house in the show, and the changes of those that the audience doesn't expect, I think, is really cool to show.
That is awesome. And I'm familiar with the stage at Wharton, and thinking of 7 trucks full for that. And I imagine with 7 trucks full, there probably are some close calls or uh-oh moments that happened. Do you have any that you'd care to share with us about this tour?
We work with so much technology, as everyone does nowadays. So everything is digital. So there can be issues with anything. So a lot of it is just troubleshooting. I mean, we have 3 projectors that work in the show that enhance the set, a video wall, all our digital lighting, sound. So yeah, there's not been, I guess like one city at the beginning of the tour, we had the fire alarms went off in the building and it just turned on the lights in the theater.
Like during the show?
During the show, we had 4 minutes left of act one. And out of nowhere, all the lights just went on in the theater. And so it kind of was crazy because no one knew exactly what was going on. There wasn't a fire, but it was some water alarm that triggered in the basement of the theater. So that was a little chaotic. But
does everyone have to evacuate then?
They evacuated about half the audience before they realized that it wasn't actually a fire alarm. And it was just a water sensor that went bad. So we brought everyone in. We did the 4 minutes left of act one, and then we took intermission and came back for act 2.
Well, now that you talked about it, it won't happen at Wharton Center when you come here as well.
Knock on wood.
You have quite the broad range of plays under your belt, some with a more serious atmosphere like Les Mis and Jesus Christ Superstar, and some with a more whimsical like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and now Beetlejuice. Do you have a preference?
I kind of go for the more musical comedy with big production numbers. And that's sort of my genre I enjoy. I mean, I enjoyed working on Les Mis, such a classic and such a beautiful show, mm-hmm. that it's like you can't not enjoy working on that. But after doing that for a year, like 300 and some shows, it's time to have a little comedy in your life. I always laugh because I did Les Mis for a year long, and then I moved on to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And in rehearsals with the Oompa Loompa puppets, I just couldn't stop laughing because it was like, here I went from a show where everyone's dying on a barricade to a show with people dressed as Oompa Loompas in a rehearsal room. Like, what is my life?
Yeah. Oh, that is great. We know that actors and actresses tend to have little rituals before they start a show. Do you have any pre-show or kind of post-show rituals that you go through?
Not specific rituals, but I do, like, because every night I do something different. As like, sometimes I call the show, sometimes I'm watching from the show from the front of house, sometimes I'm working in the office, but usually right around the places called for the actors, I just take a walk around the stage and just kind of check in with everyone and say hello to the cast, say hello to the crew, just kind of make my rounds and just say hi to everyone and kind of get the temperature of the room and see if anyone has anything exciting to share or just say hi. Sure. So it's not quite a ritual, but I just like to go around and just see everyone before the show starts.
Sure. That's very understandable. In an interview with Justin Collette and Isabella Essler, they mentioned that their favorite thing about touring is exploring the food scene of the places that they visit. What's your favorite thing about touring? And is there anywhere in Lansing that you're looking forward to exploring?
Yeah. So I mean, I've been on the road for over 10 years. So most cities I go to, I've seen all the sights to see. I went to the restaurants I want to go to. So now it's to the point where I just go back to the ones I like. But it is fun discovering, especially post-pandemic, so much has changed in every city with the restaurant scenes. And I enjoy going and finding coffee shops and different things like that, finding the good shopping mall. And then as far as Lansing goes, I mean, I grew up in St. John's.
Oh, so, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I lived there for 20 years of my life. So there's not really anything
too surprises. Exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. No surprises. I mean, the biggest part is I get to see all my family and friends throughout the week.
Oh, so it's more of a homecoming for you then.
It is. This will be my third time playing Wharton Center, but I haven't played there since I think 2016.
Awesome. Well, we always like to end with a library type question. So it doesn't even have to be related to your work. It could be anything that you're reading personally or professionally. So a title that you'd recommend to our listeners that you're reading, watching, or listening to.
Well, my schedule is quite busy, so I don't have a whole lot of time, especially this tour just started in December. So we have been in rehearsals basically every day besides moving. I will say I'm super excited for the upcoming season of Ted Lasso.
Oh, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, there's so many people on my tour that just cannot wait for, like, I think it's in 2 weeks for the new episode to come out. Because on my last tour, we'd have watching parties after the show and just watch every episode. So I will say I'm very excited for Ted Lasso.
Oh, I am right there with you. That's a good one. Well, Alan, thank you so much for joining us today on Cattlecast.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Check out Beetlejuice at the Wharton Center March 14th through the 19th. A link for tickets is provided in our show notes. As always, thanks for joining us on Cattlecast.
Don't miss another great interview. Subscribe to the Cattlecast podcast and share it with a friend.
Hey there, it's Tyler Reeder, but you can call me Ty the Library Guy. Did you hear the news? Capital Area District Libraries is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. They'll be hosting exciting programs and fun projects to commemorate this significant milestone, and you're invited to celebrate with them. Cheers to you, Cattle, and here's to the next 25 years and beyond. To learn more about Cattle's 25th anniversary and celebratory events, visit cadl.org/25. Until next time, I'm Ty the Library Guy.